LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A 14-year-old is facing a murder charge in New Jersey's largest city. Authorities say he killed Newark police officer Joseph Escana in a Friday night shooting. Mayor Roz Baraka said,
"We just have to do a better job. I have to do a better job. Our families have to do a better job. The community has to do a better job at making sure that our children are not handling guns in the street, shooting at police officers."
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, blooded, Sam Decker. And it's career win number 200 for head coach Greg Gard. Snaps off another three. Booked it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up, Greg Kaminsky. A single-game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From the Kohl Center in Madison, welcome to our Badgers pregame show as we bring the regular season to a close today. The Badgers hosting the Penn State Nittany Lions Senior Day, and six Badgers will be recognized, as well as four student managers, their final home game of the season, and a chance to earn a double bye as Illinois took down Purdue in Champaign last night. So a Wisconsin win over Penn State today will assure the Badgers of at least a fourth seed in next week's Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis, which means they would not play until next Friday. So a lot on the line here for Greg Gard's team, coming off a win on Wednesday night at the Barn in Minneapolis. And now they take on Penn State here this afternoon, about an hour away from the opening tip. We'll get things started with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He's up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25. 5 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Senior day at the Kohl Center, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Penn State Nittany Lions wrapping up the regular season, Big Ten tournament next week, the NCAA tournament after that. But first, senior day, and joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic, six seniors, each with a unique story. And I think, you know, we're just in a time now where you can't expect all of them to go wire to wire at one school. Three Badgers have, Carter Gilmore, Stephen Crowell, and Marcus Silver. But in the case of John Tanjay, 1 year for him here, a very good year at that. But even Ilver, he was recruited via Zoom. It was all during with the COVID restrictions. So pretty good sized class, but definitely one with a lot of different paths.
Absolutely. This class in particular speaks to how much things have changed since these guys became college athletes. Certainly the pandemic and guys not being able to visit, the transfer portal and how important and impactful that's been. But also you still have a mix of players that started here and are finishing their careers here. And that's been tremendously important for this program, even as they've gone through significant changes, bringing in portal guys. And all of them have been a part of this program and helping to get Greg Garden, this team, where it is right now. So they deserve to be honored. And what matters most to them is going out with a win to give Wisconsin a chance to earn a double bye in the Big Ten tournament.
It was interesting. I was talking with Greg about this and other members of the staff. What one of the challenges here in this age of roster, where roster retention is very important. They've always placed great value on those core guys, you know, who know the culture. I know that word is used a lot. They know how things are supposed to be done here. And that's going to be worth watching, not just in Wisconsin, but a lot of programs with the same philosophy as this new world continues in college athletics. That's a big part of the challenge ahead, isn't it?
Absolutely. I know that's one of the things that Greg felt was so important. Yes, you're going to bring in new players every year. He's says it's a transient world and they look at their roster on a year-by-year basis. But you need people who will understand what the culture and the foundation is to this program to help those other people along. And so I think that also speaks to the value in this era of continuing to recruit high school players that you think fit this system. You don't just go and get 13 scholarship guys from the transfer portal. Now, some programs obviously do it differently, but for a place like Wisconsin, that definitely matters. And you also see the fruits of their labors. And as a fan, you can watch them grow. A guy like Carter Gilmore or Stephen Crowell, and you can certainly go on down the list and see how much they've developed from the day they step foot on campus.
Take a look at this team here the last four games. It has not shot the ball well. For a team that shoots well from three, it has not here in recent games. 27 of 102, I believe, are the numbers. I don't think they have the tired legs. They're really careful with how they go about practice and all of that. What do you see? Is this just like a hitter going 0 for 15? Is this one of those simple slumps or something we need to kind of keep an eye on here?
I think it's something you have to keep an eye on largely because of the time of year it is. As we all know, when you get into postseason play, one poor stretch can lead to some significant disappointment. I will say, and I've said this before, this team is uniquely built to overcome certain hurdles because it can play faster, because it can score in a variety of ways. And you can even look at, obviously, the Minnesota game where Wisconsin shot 5 for 22 from three and yet was able to handle its business in a very difficult atmosphere where the Gophers suddenly had the lead, hadn't had a lead since early in the first half. Well, they were able to win. So I'm certainly monitoring the 3-point shooting, but it's also important to know this is what with this Wisconsin team is this season. As you know, Matt, they're going to continue to shoot the three. They're shooting it at a clip that is unprecedented for Wisconsin. They have the players and personnel that can do it. So that is part of the formula for success here in the tournament.
All right, about a minute left here on Penn State, a team that is actually on a school record pace for points per game, which I guess is small consolation given their Big Ten record. They're not going to be in the Big Ten tournament. People are wondering, okay, what's their approach here today? What do you expect to see from them?
Everything they've got. They've got a chance to play spoiler. Again, Wisconsin is in a very interesting Big Ten standing situation, has to win this game just to have a chance to earn a double bye. And so Penn State is going to come out, and they've got nothing to lose. So I expect Penn State to give Wisconsin a very good game, and the Badgers have to continue to play well.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. Coming up on our Badgers pregame show, we'll hear from Director of Player Development, Greg Thiemsma. It's a part of our Badgers Spotlight. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Time for today's Badger Spotlight as we visit with Badgers Director of Player Development Greg Steensma, who is back on campus after a run on NBA staffs, most recently with the San Antonio Spurs. And I asked Greg if this first year back is everything he hoped it would be.
I think it's been what I hoped for and then some. Obviously, winning helps, but winning is what we do here, and that's expected. And it's made the transition just really enjoyable. And not just that, like how willing the guys have been to like accept some of the little stuff I got for them, the little tidbits and little advice here and there. And having a voice in the room with Coach and with Joe and with Kirk, like collaborating on some stuff, like it's just been a ton of fun. And my expectations were a little bit uncertain of what it was going to be like, and it's been an exceedingly awesome experience so far.
The cool part, even for someone like me to watch, is that all you guys, you know the lay of the land here. Even Lance, he's a Wisconsin guy, first year at the University of Wisconsin. But you guys have also been other places, so you bring fresh ideas, but you know how things operate here. I mean, it's fun to watch it. It's got to be a blast for you guys to be a part.
Yeah, I've kind of been saying, like, there's enough of the same of, you know, when I was here. Obviously, just the history and everything that was built by guys before me and guys, teammates I was a part of and everything. And so there's enough that's kind of the same, but there's also enough that's different for me to still be able to learn and adapt and fill and try to add some value in places. Not necessarily in where they were lacking, but just adding another voice of experience and different path and different basketball life, with different basketball journey. And So yeah, it's definitely, there's still a little like nostalgia, like walking into the Kohl Center every day and just like the things you pour into this as a 18, 19 year old to, you know, 3, 4, 5 years in. Now to come back as like an old guy and this is still my job, and like I just think it's yeah, it's just been a ton of fun, and I'm, like I said, I'm just trying to add value where I can see that it needs it.
You catch yourself this time of year kind of flat when you have a few free moments flashing back of like, oh yeah, I was part of this team, that you're in contention for championships, you're getting ready for the NCAA tournament, those feelings start to come back?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like there was a time the other day warming up for Michigan State where we kind of like, we call them our pregame vitamins, and we're going through passing and stuff, and all of a sudden like their students kind of start filling in and we hear them chirping a little bit, and it's just like all of a sudden I'm starting to maybe pass it, my passes are getting a little bit tighter and I'm zipping the ball and I'm banging on Steve getting ready, like all of a sudden I'm getting kind of fired up, and you feed off that energy a little bit, and just something about March basketball and to be back in this space where it does mean more, and it's what we all prepare for. I mean, everything else is preparation for this, and so the build up and the lead up is important. Our execution on the stretch here is going to be vital to set us up to have a heck of a lot more fun here in the next few weeks.
I want to ask you about a couple of the bigs here. Obviously, as we talk, Nolan's coming off what should be, I don't know if it's been corrected, should be, it was a double-double, but he had the 17 rebounds. This is your first year working with him, but can you still put in perspective the Nolan Winter you first met to what he's doing right now?
I think you go back in like almost 6 week segments of like, look, where was he at 6 weeks ago versus now, and the strides he's made, offensively, defensively, physicality wise, mentality wise. I was kind of giving him a hard time today. Like, he's only like 6 or 7 months into this 7 foot, 230 pound frame. So like, he doesn't even know what to do with it yet sometimes. And that's awesome as a young guy to like be figuring it out and be putting the time in and the work and the extra shots and the extra film work and stuff. Like, he deserves all the success that he's having, and it's just going to keep building from here.
I asked him a couple weeks ago because he was talking about you. He says, yeah, you know, Coach Steen has given me all this great advice. I said, what's some of the better pieces of advice he's given you? And he said, keep shooting. Right? It's a confidence thing.
It's,
right?
I mean, it's yeah, I think maybe that's kind of like the NBA side of it a little bit. Like, it's a make and miss league, and that's, you know, kind of the simplified version at times of like what we kind of hanging on. But I mean, I kind of tell him, like, hey, I have this crazy concept for you. Like, shoot him when you're open. And there's been some nights where he's been open a lot. And so, because we, like I said, like this offense and the way it plays, our style of play, like, we're going to live with the result. Like, even a couple misses, I'm good with that. Like, I've tried to be supportive of these guys a few times. Like, you know what the best part about, like, starting 1 for 5 is being, you know, 5 for 8 or 5 for 9 or whatever it is. Like, those next few just got to rattle off, and without hesitating about the first few. As a player, I didn't have any part of that, so I've had to learn that from other guys and guys much more talented and skilled than I was. But it's just one of those things. Like, confidence has always been a powerful tool for me, and so if I can influence a little bit into these guys, sometimes that's all it takes.
That's Badgers Director of Player Development, Greg Steensma. That's today's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is coming up next as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is squat about that then?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that then?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that then?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Penn State this afternoon. Just checking us out. Max Klesman remains out, still not cleared. Doing a little bit of work, slowly but surely working himself back in there. And with some luck, he can maybe get some run in the Big Ten tournament next week. This is our Badger Notebook, joined by Brian Bush. Well, we had the opportunity last night, Butchie, to go help out with the reception last night, the senior reception. You're really recognizing the entire team, but in specifically the six seniors, the four senior managers. And it was interesting in your chat with those guys, with the seniors, they have a grip of the culture. You have guys who have established it or have maintained it and have built upon it, like Crow and Gilmore, that group, and John Tanjay is just, you talk about a perfect fit. He has been just that.
Well, he has, and I think that's the thing with the new college athletics in general. You're going to have guys that are here for a year or two, and how are you able to get them to buy into the culture? Now, it helps that you have guys that have been here a long time, like Big Steve and Max, even though he's a transfer, Kamar, even though he's a transfer. They've been part of it long enough to understand what it is. But there is a reason that this program has had success for as long as it has. Since Dick Bennett took over, Bo, so forth. There's the culture of this is the expectations, this is the way we do things, and if you do it this way, you'll meet the expectations. That's it. It really is that simple. Now, how do you make sure that you get one-year guys or two-year guys to understand that? Because they've come from a different place, and I've seen it throughout college basketball. This place is unique in that way. There's a lot of different schools that do it different ways, and the culture might be a little bit different. So how do you get them to buy into your culture? And I think that's the thing that this group has done. They bought in. You got to give John Tanjay a whole bunch of credit for that, for 1 year realizing I don't have all the answers, and I need to listen, and I need to make sure that I fit into this group versus making this group try to accept me for what I don't want to do, right? Like, and John's never been a part of that. So.
Right. Yeah, Greg has mentioned that throughout the course of the season with John, and he mentioned it again last night. And it makes me wonder how many John Tanjays are out there. And the skill set obviously sets him apart, but walking in here not knowing everything about everything, asking questions, is it refreshing, or are there more guys like that who just don't get the publicity?
I think it's refreshing.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it like that. Yeah. Not that I'm the old guy saying, oh, kids these days, but I think it is refreshing. Like, hey, I'm not that old, Dave. All right, don't laugh at me that much. But I think it's refreshing. Because not every kid is that, especially when they come in for a year. Because let's just be honest, they're in it to say, hey, my next year, I got to try to be a pro. So yeah. I got to have numbers, and I got to do this, and I got to make sure that I'm going to get paid, whether I'm getting paid in the G League, the NBA, overseas. If I don't have that, I'm not going to play next year. Well, if you do it the right way, your numbers will follow. If you don't, and this is the message to all the college kids, if you don't, there's usually bad things that follow you, and that's where John, and you got to give him credit. But I also think this is where Greg's done a great job, and a lot of them are my teammates. So,
yeah,
but that coaching staff understands what makes this place beat, and they could say, hey, guys, we're not buying in the right way. We're not, like, it's great when it comes from the head coach, but head coach and player relationship is much different than head coach or than the assistant coach and player. Assistant coach, you can put your arm around the guy. You don't need to be on him all the time. A head coach, Greg's been much better, much, much better. But there has to be a little bit of a, I got to get on you, man. Like, I got to coach you up.
Yeah.
And assistants, they're more of a, hey, I got you. I know coach was hard on you today, but you're all right. Or, like, that's just the relationship it was. That's the way Greg was to me. Arm around the shoulder. Hey, you're all right. Bo was a little rough on you today. It's okay. You're fine. Right? And that's just kind of what it is. Now, Greg had his arm around my shoulder a whole bunch because Bo was rough on me a lot. But
Brian,
times have changed.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I go to bed thinking that a lot. What are you doing? But in general, that's the relationship that's created. And when you have guys that understand that, that have been through it here, and they see the championships that they've been a part of, they say, yeah, okay, I got you. Like, I'm listening.
There's a great mix on this staff of institutional knowledge and a fresh outlook.
Yeah.
Because these guys have been other places out of the country. I mean, Kirk Penny is from New Zealand, but you have guys who have played overseas, or in Grace's case, both that and in the NBA, and you bring in not just what you see on the floor, but the whole deal. They know how things work here.
Absolutely. You know how it works. There's no question.
All right. That is your Badger Notebook. Stay with us. We have much more to come. Wisconsin and the Penn State Nittany Lions here today as the Badgers playing for a double bye in next week's Big Ten tournament. A win gives them no worse than a 4 seed. And if Maryland were to lose at home to Northwestern later this afternoon, the Badgers, with a win over Penn State, would be a 3 seed in the Big Ten tournament. Either way, they win. They will not play again until Friday Friday, either in the afternoon or in the evening, down in Indianapolis. More of our Badgers pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
For the 17th and final time this season, the Badgers here at the Kohl Center, 14-2 on the home floor. This is senior day. It's the final game of the regular season as the 13-6 Badgers in conference play, 23-7 overall, taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions, 5-14 in league play, and they have split their 30 games overall. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. They say time flies when you're having fun, and it's been a heck of a fun season here so far. The best thing about it, though, Butchie, there's hopefully a long way to go before the season's done.
I thought you were going to say it was a long season. I was like, I mean, I'm glad to see you thought it was a quick season. I had some fun, too, doing it, that's for sure. And like you said, there's more than enough basketball left, and that's what this group has. I've been in this situation a lot. Senior night, went through it myself. You get through the emotion part of this, and then you play basketball, knowing what's ahead of you, knowing that this season's not over with. We're too good for it to be over with, knowing you got a chance to win a championship when it comes to the Big Ten tournament, and then knowing that March and March Madness is in front of you. You know you're in. Now you just wait and see where it takes you. But this team, and they know they're good. That's the beautiful thing about it. They know there's a lot of basketball ahead.
And they're playing for a double bye in next week's Big Ten tournament today. The Badgers assured of that if they can take care of the Penn State Nittany Lions this afternoon. About a half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listen up, fellow Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. Let's do it again and get vaccinated, because we're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com and schedule a vaccine today. Sponsored by Pfizer.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot-Around.
It's Badgers and Penn State here today, joined now by head coach Greg Gard. Nice reception last night, senior day. Always a ton of emotion. You got 6 of them here today. But nice chance for those guys to talk to the crowd a little bit, Butchie interviewing them. And it was a fun night.
It was. I think, it's something new we tried this year. And just with how, everything happens in the spring with moving parts going in a lot of different ways and seniors graduating, I felt it was a really good opportunity, specifically when you got an afternoon Saturday game to bring everybody in on Friday night, and really really nice crowd, a great event. I think just set this today up really well.
The great part about today is a chapter concludes, but the story's far from written. These guys are anticipating playing a lot of basketball today.
We do have a lot of basketball in front of us, and obviously it's an exciting time as a player. Whether it's high school or college, you get to March. I mean, that's when you're playing meaningful games in March, which we have been, and we obviously another one here today, and going forward, that gets you super excited. Not that you're excited for the other 4 or 5 months, but when you get to March, it really, you start to, when these guys are kids, this is what they dream of and what they watch on TV, and now we're into that month with where you can have a lot of fun.
And since because you keep score, it would be a competitive deal anyway, but knowing what happened last night in Champaign, there's something out there to go get here today too.
Yeah, I mean, obviously playing for that double bye is important. Obviously our seeding in the NCAA tournament, when that gets announced in another week, is important, but most importantly is here, you know, at home. We want to play well. We know we got a team that's going to give you a lot of different looks. They've had a week to get ready for us. And also, obviously, we have our 6 seniors and 4 managers and all those people that we want to send out here on the right note.
And it all sets up because of the work you guys have done throughout the course of the season, but Wednesday night in Minneapolis, I mean, they make a run. It looks like it's going to be a down-to-the-wire game, but you guys, they didn't buckle. They made the plays. Janicki, Gilly, not to mention Blackwell. You could go down the line. Just stepped up when the heat was on.
We did. You know, they answered, and that's always the mark of a good team. Can you respond? Because you're going to be able to be on cruise control all the time. And I felt once they, you know, Minnesota made that push back at us, we were able to respond and kept our composure and were able to make a lot, as you mentioned, the guys that made a lot of big plays down the stretch and able to seal it off.
All right, we'll have more with head coach Greg Gard, a pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard, Max Plesmick, closer still. There's, again, we can go back to, there's a lot of basketball ahead here, so no sense pushing it here with him?
Yeah, I mean, and he's not cleared to play yet. So that's, I mean, it's really in the hands of our doctors and medical staff and, quite frankly, Max. You know, when he feels he's back to where he can, I mean, it's making, there's a lot of progress. He's back running, doing a lot of good things and feels good, but not ready to, you know, to jump back into to practice full throttle and obviously a game. So, you know, we'll continue to work with him to get him ready for when that time comes. In the meantime, obviously, we have opportunity for other guys to step up as they have been for the last couple games.
As for today's opponent, Penn State, we know what the record is, but it seems like every game they play goes down to the wire.
Yeah, I mean, they've played so many close games, and they've been on, you know, for them, the wrong end of it. But just with how they play, with the pressure, the, you know, Mike Rhodes was at VCU a long time ago and is part of that whole, you know, pressure tree, I guess, so to speak, if you would say. You know, and Ace Baldwin, one of the better point guards, not only in our conference, but in the country, and he's a veteran, and they've got a lot of other guys around him that can make plays. And, you know, they're a team, like you said, you watch the games, and obviously they beat Purdue earlier in the year. They gave Michigan State all they can handle in East Lansing. So it's a team that, you know, we haven't played. Here we are in March, and we haven't played them. So, you know, I'm sure they have the same angst about us that we have about them in terms of you're not quite sure because you can tell so much on film. But until you really see them up close and in person and how we respond to what they do from a pressure standpoint, that's going to be important.
Yeah, it's almost like a non-conference game, even though it's very much a conference game. Yeah, the way it works now with only two teams you play twice anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it is just the kind of the luck of the draw, so to speak, of you know, having them here in the last regular season game of the year.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people. But anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Our pregame coverage continues. Sean Tanjay just introduced to the crowd here, the 6 seniors being recognized. Makes me think back on Wednesday night. Minnesota had 10 of them. It took
a
while.
It did take a while.
A mere 6 members of the Wisconsin senior class here is now Stephen Crow being introduced. And it's always a fun, emotional part. There's the emotions that'll flow. Everybody's different. It hits some harder than others. And then you got to go regroup. How did it hit you?
There was a lot of emotion there.
Yeah.
It was. But it, like I said, growing up in Wisconsin, representing this school, having the success that we had, all that together, and then knowing we were playing for a Big Ten championship, that was, yeah. There was a lot there. I think when you look at your parents is when it hits the most.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, they've been on the ride as much as you've been on the ride. And it's the same for these parents. You've seen the majority of these guys on road trips. We've seen them maybe once or twice at a bar, possibly, I might have said, and had
maybe
a couple of cocktails with them.
Maybe.
But you know the ride that they've been on with them. And now they know this is the last time they get a chance to play at the Kohl Center. So you handle that emotion, and you love everything about it, though.
And there's a lot on the line here today. Not a Big Ten championship, but that double bye because of last night. Yep. We were done with the reception. You know, we get back and we watch the game. Very entertaining game in Champaign. Illinois with a late push as our guy Kasparis Jakaciūnas hitting a big three that gave Illinois the lead for good. It was a heck of a basketball game last night, Illinois and Purdue, wasn't it?
Well, it was, and that's what, again, you're going to have a lot of those when it comes to March. And buckle up, everybody. This is what makes this game so special. Obviously, the players, the schools, it's what kind of brings it to the forefront. But there's going to be guys that make plays that you know of and guys that you don't know of, and that's why this is awesome.
Yeah, and later today, you got Northwestern and Maryland. The Terps will try to secure the number 3 seed in that game, and they'll know the drill. The Wisconsin game obviously tipping off here soon. The Maryland-Northwestern game they'll tip off at 2 o'clock in College Park. Another game that is important in the bigger picture, Ohio State and Indiana. You got two teams there desperately looking to improve their resume.
Well, they need to. I think when you look at both of those teams, you're looking to try to get into the NCAA tournament. And that win either way I think really goes a long way for doing it. And we talked Wednesday on it, but the Indiana one, it's an intriguing team because there's still a whole bunch of talent. And I wouldn't want to play them in the NCAA tournament, that much I know.
Yeah, we've seen this movie before with coaches who are on their way out, but the team rises up and the exit is delayed for a little bit. We'll see what happens. And USC and UCLA will play at Pauley Pavilion. That's a good piece of scheduling there. You get those city rivals hooking up on the final day of the regular season for both of those programs. That is our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get you Butchie's keys to today's game between the Badgers and the Nittany Lions. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
It's the Wisconsin Badgers and the Penn State Nittany Lions today at the Kohl Center. Time for Butchie's keys to today's matchup.
We'll look at the matchup first. You look at transition. Penn State, what they play, they're fourth as far as tempo and Big Ten play. They're going to want to get up, down, and quick. They're going to need easy baskets. You have to make sure then transition, you're back, you build your defense. Now all of a sudden they go against the half-court defense. Number two, limit fouls and limit the points that Penn State gets from the free throw line. They average 22% of their points from the free throw line. That's number one in Big Ten play. And then the last part, and there's no number, stats, or anything to this, handle the emotions. We were 20 minutes before the game. There was tears. There was cheers. There was all the above. But for me, handle that and make sure you're good to go.
All right. Those are your keys to today's game, the Wisconsin Badgers and the Penn State Nittany Lions. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that law?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Check out the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. If you're just tuning in, the Badgers again without Max Klesmit today. The lower body injury keeping him down for the third game. Remember, he played but 5 minutes in the game against Washington last week. Optimism that he can be back in time for next week and certainly the week that follows with the NCAA tournament coming, but unavailable here today. She mentioned, too, Penn State has been without Puff Johnson for half the season. He's a 10-point-a-game scorer for a team that has lost one close game after another. His absence has been noticeable for the Nittany Lions this season. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For Penn State, Mike Rhodes in his second year in State College. His front line made up of Yannick Conan-Niederhauser. He and Nate Biddle of Oregon, the two premier shot blocking specialists in the conference, averaging 2.2 block shots per game. He's a 7-footer, a junior from Switzerland, a transfer from Northern Illinois, former teammate of Xavier Amos. Conan-Niederhauser averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds along with those 2-plus blocks a game. Zach Hicks is a 6'8 senior out of Camden, New Jersey. 11.5 points, about 5 rebounds, 2 assists per game. Freddie DeLeon is a 6'5 redshirt sophomore. Fayetteville, North Carolina, transfer from Tennessee at 9.5 points, 3 rebounds, 1.5 assists per game. DeMarco Dunn, a 6'5 senior, Tucson, Arizona. Former North Carolina Tar Heel, Dunn averaging 8 points a game. And Ace Baldwin, the 6'1 junior out of Baltimore, transfer from VCU. He was last year's Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year and trying to get right back to that honor. He averages nearly 2.5 steals per game, scoring 14 points, has about 3 rebounds and 7 assists per contest. For the Badgers, same five as they've had here for the last couple of games. Steven Crow and Nolan Winter, the front line. Crow at 9.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Nolan Winter at 10 points, 6 boards a contest. Kamari McGee in the lineup again, 6.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, a couple of dimes a contest. John Tanjay at 19 points a game and 5 rebounds. And John Blackwell rounding out the starting five, coming off his second double-double in 3 games. On Wednesday night against Minnesota, had 25 points and 11 rebounds against the Gophers. Blackwell averaging 15.5 points, 5 rebounds, and 2.2 assists per game. Wisconsin leads this series through the years and in a big way, 44-12. The Wisconsin men's basketball team has yet to lose in this building against Penn State, 19-0 against the Nittany Lions, 22 straight overall. Penn State's last win in Madison came back in 1995 at the Fieldhouse. So the Badgers have a streak going. They want to keep that streak going and earn their way to a double bye in next week's Big Ten tournament. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Using Airs, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Using Airs products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blow on the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin, Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Afternoon from the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butcher, engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to the Kohl Center in Wisconsin basketball. Final home game for the Badgers. Big Ten regular season wraps up this afternoon.
as the 13-6 Badgers, 23-7 overall, taking on Penn State, 5-14 in the Big Ten, 15 up, 15 down. They will not be in next week's Big Ten tournament. So this is it as far as the Big Ten schedule is concerned for the Nittany Lions. And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Senior Day is six seniors who have combined to appear in 556 games in their college careers, scoring exactly 3,558 points. Not all of them in a Wisconsin uniform, but a couple of them, three of them have, with Marcus Silver, Stephen Crow, Carter Gilmore. Listen, we've been talking, Brian, throughout the course of this broadcast and the course of the season. This staff, this program has made it work, the changing times of college basketball. They have found guys who have come in through the portal, newcomers as freshmen, and they've all fit in, and they have one goal in mind, and that's to win as many games as possible.
Well, yeah, and that's what the group bought in. And now, because of their buy-in, they're sitting in a really good situation. You win, you get a double bye. You get a double bye, you got a good chance at making a deep run in the Big Ten tournament. Then all of a sudden it leads to that next weekend. And you win here, you maybe win one, maybe end up in Milwaukee. Like all that stuff, you know, they know what's in front of them. They know what needs to happen. The best part about right now, we're about, you know, a minute away from tip. The best part is you're a minute away from tip.
Yes.
Everything else can be removed. The emotions of senior day removed. The emotions of having all of your parents here, people that, you know, are coming in, aunts, uncles, whatever it is, it's gone in a minute. Now you